This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on good political parties are good community organizations. Being embedded in the offices of the Socialist Party of the Netherlands for several days to help out on the field programs involving their campaign to reform the private insurance-based healthcare system in their country, I've been able to sit in on a number of meetings with local chapter activists, leaders, and volunteers. After all of these days, a lesson emerges that's surprising but should not be. Good political parties are good community organizations, and good community organizations create strong political local parties. It seems simple to say that, but the task of getting it right is very difficult and complex. There are 40 different political parties in Holland of all shapes and sizes. The liberals are not liberal, but conservative. Labor is not all labor. There's a green left party, which is building itself around social media. There's an animal party, which is largely environmental. You get the picture. Interestingly, the healthcare reform effort initiated by the socialists as a nonpartisan national campaign has the support of many of these parties, even if not total agreement on each plank of the reform platform, along with a number of labor unions as well. 200,000 people have responded to the campaign at this point, and 75,000 have asked for toolkits, allowing them to take action and recruit more supporters. Just like any good national organization, this is a good, solid, basic organizing where they've constructed a campaign around an issue with deep, broad-based support in order to win reform, certainly, but also assuredly to build their party organization. That turns out to not be a simple task because of various privacy and database sharing restrictions in the Netherlands, but increasingly, the glow from a popular and aggressive campaign is laying the path to building a stronger party as well. As interestingly to me have been the stories that lie at the infrastructure of strong local party chapters, because they're almost invariably stories of strong local campaigns. Chapter leaders from Utrecht, one of the largest Dutch cities, met the field and educational team for several hours. They told of having identified a particular neighborhood where they had little organization historically, but usually a solid vote. They wanted to build an organizing committee and door-knock the area to build support. They even created a rudimentary application for smartphones with or without internet as a tool to use on the doors with preloaded addresses and a way to upload in the field or on a home computer the results of the visits, as well as a ranking system from A to E to classify interests and support of their organization. The committee in the door-knocking process turned up an issue around housing improvements that was compelling for many people. All of this is good, solid, basic community organizing. They'd built a pool of 30 people who were willing to door knock and could reliably pull out 15 or so to do the work. This committee was largely from outside the community, and they did not ask people to join, so there were differences, but when they told of winning a housing issue that delivered a victory for about 240 families, it wasn't so different from the best stories Acorn community groups would tell. When they did get around to asking for support in the form of selling a local newspaper, 90% of the folks were glad to pitch in a euro or so to do with that. They weren't alone. Another chapter in a smaller city in the south won a local neighborhood issue in an area with many elderly families. In a small suburb of Amsterdam, attendance at a local meeting soared to 200 on a national program where even the largest chapters were only pulling 80 to 120. The secret was no secret to any community organizer. They'd knocked on the doors. Historically, political parties were built like grassroots community organizations, where party members who are volunteers are still willing and motivated to the work. That's how strong local organizations are still built. The result is infectious and leads to things like a national healthcare reform campaign. It's nice to be reminded that this is how politics can still work from the bottom up, since we witnessed too many campaigns like the current one in the U.S., where everything is from the top down and local organizations is mostly rumor and rarely fact. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.